Perhaps one of the most challenging stories to understand is the Meraglim. How could it be that the Jewish people fell so far? And there's two pieces to the problem. The first problem is, how is it possible that the leaders failed so much? And then the second one is, how did the people buy into that? So I think we're going to put more of the focus on the first part. How did the leaders fail, and so miserably? They were sent on a mission, the 12 of them, and all they had to do was look at the land of Israel. And there was so much good to be seen. It's not like the land wasn't beautiful. They'd come back with magnificent fruit, oversized fruit. And they recognize that, and they see, look, it's amazing. Look at what the fruits look like. Look at what the country produces. They really felt that way. And yet, with all that, they come back and say, but it's not a good land. And it's not the place for us. How do they fall so far? And I think that a beautiful suggestion is an answer given by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. Rabbi Sacks says that the Jewish people's biggest problem here, their biggest fallout, is the leaders don't believe in themselves. That's right. The leaders don't believe in themselves. And he makes a beautiful distinction. And there's the idea of optimism. And there's the idea of hope. Optimism is, I believe that the good will come eventually. Hope is the belief that I know things aren't great, but I do know that the end result will be good. It's not I hope it'll work out, even though it's the word hope, but it's a belief somehow that in the end it'll all work itself out. They didn't have that confidence. They didn't have a hope in a better tomorrow. They just said it's not going to work. And so they give up. And so what ultimately happens is the people fall very flat, so badly that there's no hope and there's no optimism. And God has to say, okay, it's not going to work. So what's the solution? Obviously, the solution is you hit the rewind, you have to hit the repeat button or the delete button and start over. This generation, it's not going to happen with. So what do we do? Let's open for the next day. Let's hope that in 40 years from now, after we hit the reset, it'll be okay. But there is another piece to it. What God does is God says, I want you to take upon yourselves the mitzvah of tzitzis. What is tzitzis doing? So tzitzis, we know, is the white string and the petil techelet, the blue corner. What the petil techelet does for us is it reminds us. Yeah, it reminds us of the blue and the sky above us, and it's supposed to remind us that we are connected to God. See, what happens so often is that we don't believe in ourselves, and we don't have anything to give us hope that it'll be better, and so we give up. The mitzvah of tzitzis tells us, no, look at that blue string. That blue string is a string that connects us to a source of bracha upstairs, a source that will care for us, nurture us, and love us. That's what tzitzis does for us. And that's what the Meraglim we're missing. Have a great day.